beautiful horn. I can feel you agree with me, aren't you? You're all upset with me, aren't you, that I ask you to move the microphone? Yes, you are. Okay, so you can't tell me you're not. I could tell. I can tell. But it's okay. It's actually part of the satsang today, Juan. Let us start with the ashram seal. And I pray to God and all the angels and all the bodhisattvas and all the great masters that this satsang turn out really well. Because I'm on fire. Om Shri Satche Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satya Sangha Ki Jai. Victory, victory to the truth that dwells within every being that is beyond all limits and is in fact the body of nature. Prabhu, God. Victory to those of you who are, in fact, the truth, with a capital T, as all beings are. I want to say, first off, that I have recorded, now it's 3 transmissions, and we'll see if I haven't edited this one, edited Dave, the dog's barks and a cough and a pour of tea and whatever else, and see if I get it out. For those who are subscribed, we can have a little intensive on a couple pages of Huang Po's Zen teachings. And Shri and I will set that up because I don't like to be late and I don't like to not have it there for you, at least within a certain amount of time. And it's been 2 weeks now. And I want to make that up to you every time. So we'll have a little intensive that's going to be quite intense. Won't that be nice? It is really and truly the time now. There's no time like this time. And you could have said that throughout history. You can say it throughout all of the eons of the universe. There is no more of a pivotal time than is now to realize your true nature. There's no question about it. Okay. And what I find, even among spiritually truly ignited people, which you are, that the skin is very thin. And in a way, I get it, because the world is in a, and I'm going to mention it, the world is in a huge turmoil of madness, if you have not noticed. If you don't bother to notice, let me be your reporter. And if you go for it, okay. And if you don't go for it, okay. Either way. But I've noticed that people are easily taking things personally, even when they make good sense, and feel hurt so easily. Harmed. I'm harmed. I'm so hurt. Somebody said something that hurts my feelings. I get it, because this is the energy that's on the planet. And there's another energy that's on the planet. And this, I pray that this transmission is going to come across. what that energy is, that you must agree with me, and if you don't agree with me, then you're no good. I stay away from you. I can't have a conversation with somebody who doesn't think like me, and everybody should not hurt my feelings. So that makes a very thin skin, and it puts people on edge. So the energy there, the energy that is occurring, is called transformation. Means that wasn't going on 5 years ago, a little bit, but it has escalated and intensified to the point where it's almost ridiculous that I have to do this or I have to do that. Maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. I'm up for it. I don't have to resist it, but I don't have to have my feelings constantly wearing them like my nerves are being electrocuted the way you dare to talk to me or the way you think about what you're doing. What about what you're doing? How about getting a thicker skin? How about wearing that, I always call it the crocodile skin, right? Not so easily pierced. Well, what is the benefit in the crocodile skin? I mean, really, what is the benefit in not being so easily touched? You have the opportunity to access your own strength. And in that strength will be love. And in that love will be, well, find out. And if I'm caught at something that's really good for me, like anything, then I feel attacked and I feel so sorry. And then I feel sorry. There's all this emotionalism going on. You know, I don't know how to actually form it because everybody's different. Everybody's different. But learning to listen is without feeling attacked. Yeah. To be able to listen, there's nothing wrong with you. First off, we are going there. There is nothing wrong with you. It's how one thinks. And I was just saying here in Tara Desacha that people follow their fear. They follow fear. Look in your own life and see if you don't follow fear. I'm afraid of not being liked. I'm afraid somebody will see me. I'm afraid of love for fear of somebody will take advantage of me. I will become like a doormat if I'm in love. I tell you. It is the greatest shield from the unnecessary, the thin skin, and one really can listen. And you don't have to always agree. You don't have to always agree. You can agree or not agree, but you can listen. You can listen and you ask God, you ask Jesus, you ask Buddha, you ask the great masters, you ask your guides to guide you. So not to follow the fear of, but follow into your heart the love that you are. It's a powerful, powerful light. You know, Rumi only spoke about love. And it's a big challenge. It's the biggest challenge of all, and it is the sweetest nectar of life that is possible. The feeling of right and wrong, the right fighting, I have to be right, I have to be right, you have to be wrong. Well, you're wrong. Whoops, I'm wrong, you're right. And think, when somebody tells me I'm wrong, I'm happy as a lark and find out, well, is that true or not? And sometimes it is. We just went through it with Madhu. She writes, I write to her, I say, why you don't want to translate this thing? I feel that you don't want to translate it. Actually, I was feeling something else from another time. And we went through that. Why you don't translate this? If you don't want to, you don't have to, but I have a feeling behind it that there's something in it. She said, no. I translated it. And then I looked and she did translate it. And what I say, thank you. Thank you for telling me I'm off. Sri tells me I'm off all the time. Sahara tells me I'm off all the time. If I am, and I'm very happy to hear, oh, you did send it already. Oh, okay, you did do that. Thank you. Why am I saying that you didn't when in fact you did? Now I know. Thank you. So just to find out, without putting up a big cloud around yourself of, oh, I'm going to have my feelings hurt. I'm going to have my feelings hurt. Because that's where a person goes. They go into the feelings and then they go into whether they're right or wrong or whether they've been seen or not seen or all of this stuff. When in fact, when you have the crocodile skin of love, that's what it is. When you're cloaked in that rubber suit that doesn't let the emotions take over and be stirred and create thick clouds of delusion, then one's at peace. And in peace, well, there's a world there that people are finding out about now because they're being pushed into it by what we call society or societal norms. And it's a good thing. It's really a good thing. It looks terrible, but it's going to squeeze a lot of diamonds out of the mountain, this situation on our planet. Mm-hmm. It already has. And I want to say also one thing before we get our hands raised about taking things personally. I was considering today Milarepa, how his master, Marpa, you know, he saw what it was that Milarepa had to do, had to engage in, to release his ignorance of delusion. And he told Marpa, okay, you go build a building and you take every stone out of the earth, you pick it up and you make a very, very nice building. And Marpa worked really, really hard. Now we still say Marpa's name today, and I think Marpa's time was around 1050, 1040, something like that.
Milarepa that built the houses?
It was Milarepa. See there. Oh, don't say it was Milarepa. If I say it's Marpa, I feel so bad. Oh, I made a mistake. Let me make an excuse. I'm on fire today because I feel it's like waste material, what we're talking about. Milarepa built the house. Marpa was the guru. Mm-hmm. So Milarepa went through, thank you. Milarepa went through so much just to release some of the delusion. You know, you have the benefit of living at this time when it might be with the greatest ease that you move into realization. Because Marpa built the house. Because Milarepa built the house. She's going to get me again. And then I'm going to have to stop for a minute and wonder if there's something wrong with me, or was I caught, or should I feel good or bad? So Milarepa, because he built the house, he affected your dharma. Everything affects everything. So he said to Marpa, look, I built the house. It's beautiful. Marpa said, Milarepa, see, I got it right this time. Build another. Take all of the stones out of the earth, carry them over there, and build another house. Now, it goes from what I've heard that Milarepa built anywhere from 4 to 12 houses. And he felt he was done. He did this all for you, by the way. Everything that is done along the Dharma path creates a light along the way. Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing. That's why I say when you are moving in a prayer of love, a meditation of love, it affects all of consciousness on the planet right now. And the news is not going to report it, by the way. So Milarepa said, Marpa, I am finished. And Marpa said, you haven't even started. He said, you go to the last house you built, take it down, put all the rocks back in their original place. 1050, we're still speaking about Milarepa. And for you, it is just the ease of not taking things personally. That's building your house. You know, the great non-dualists, the fundamentals of non-dualism is not to take anything personally until all personal is completely impersonal and love at the base and wisdom arises of its own. Now, I've run across a couple of things that I want to warn you against feeling too sensitive about. I would warn you against feeling too sensitive about anything. You know, I'm sensitive, I'm an empath, I'm a this, I'm a that. I am. All of presence. How do you know that I am present? And all that I experience is present as well. I am likely, just because it gives a deeper sense, it gives a deeper meaning, it's a different angle. I oftentimes change people's language. And it's not to say that the person who spoke was wrong. They're not wrong. Their language was perfectly fine. And yet we can broaden the view. And sometimes when I change people's language, I feel that they have this sensitivity about it. They take it personally. When in fact, it's just to open up another view. Mm-hmm. Actually, a greater view. For example, somebody wrote to me and said, I took your advice. And the word advice went in my consciousness, wasn't wrong. Nobody was wrong. We don't want to do that. This is just an example. And I changed it. That it's direction, that what we are doing here together is we are moving in a direction. And advice is the right word, but you can get advice anywhere. Mm-hmm. And you can get direction anywhere too. So it's very delicate not to take position, but to say, this is a blessing, this is direction, this is possibility opening up. You go, you don't go, that is up to you. But it's not just advice. It's love. Mm-hmm. So why to take that personally? I don't know that the person did, but I have a feeling they did. And that's okay too. Everything's a great teaching in this realm of earth. There's no doubt about that. But this ultra sensitive, I am always taking it so personally, and I'm looking actually to be hurt. I'm looking that it's going to hurt. I wonder how Milarepa felt when he was lifting those heavy old rocks just to release himself of taking anything personally. And you don't have to do that. It's such a time on this planet that you can move with ease in your strength, in your courage, in your integrity, in the light of love, free of doubt, free of duplicity, and free of duality. But as long as we keep our feelings out here where we can't be touched, we will create a cloud of ignorance that is so thick and it can easily be blown away. Easy. Easy squeezy. Mm-hmm. Don't touch me, don't say anything to me, don't change my words, don't look at me in this way, I think you're going to hurt me. You don't see me, you don't understand, no one understands. Okay. The world has been busy creating through transformation a very, very ultra, ultra sensitized, not sensitive, sensitized. If you're sensitive, you're in the state of love and care. We're talking about sensitized, like sanitized. World of weaklings. Who can't even hear what's good for them anymore because they have to go into tirades of why it's not like that before they hear and listen that it is like that. Maybe. We're going to always give it a maybe. Maybe. And that this is the most efficient and loving and generous advice, not just from me, from each other. It's not just my view, it's just each other. It's all the each others. You are awakened people, and you will never fall back to sleep, but you will be pained by your sensitized emotional state, which nobody can touch. Don't touch me there. What? Touch me. Touch me, 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 until I get over it. And that's what's going to happen. And isolate, isolate, isolate. I don't want to be around people because they don't like me. Well, let's love them. Let's shift it to they don't like me to, you know what? I am in the throes of the love of this universe, which makes everything arise as it does on its own perfectly. And there I go in my heart. And the most difficult thing in the world for me right now is to open my heart to that absolute neutral and total love, like the sun is shining. And there is my shield, and there is my offering, and there is my honor, and there is the truth with a capital T, and I cannot gather any of it. I can only be it. None of it belongs to me. And yet, I am. That experience. I'm never a failure, even if I make a big mistake. I never have failed. I'm never going to fail. There's nothing wrong with me. And I'm going to stand in the light of that wisdom. Sometimes I make error. Okay. Sometimes I make glory. Okay. Sometimes I go north when I want to go south. Okay. Sometimes I hurt someone's feelings. Okay. Maybe I can learn something out of that. Maybe they can learn something out of that. It was never, never, never intended. And recently I find a very exquisite personality is looking to find everything that's wrong with them so that they can make excuses as to why they can't move along in love. Really? As brilliant as you are, as loving as you are, as talented as you are, why don't you just go to love? Oh, it hurts too much. No, it doesn't. Oh, then I might be wrong. So what? Let's change the word from advice, which is a fine word. It's a perfectly fine word. My nature is to change it so that it elaborates something exquisite, like a blessing, like direction, like a gift from the entire lineage, from all of the world. Here's the light on the path. And there's really nothing wrong with saying it this way and nothing wrong with saying it that way. But we get our feelings hurt. Oh, I must have done something wrong. No, you didn't. Boy, you know, the world has pretty much turned the human being inside out. And pieces of a human being are still there. And there's nothing wrong with you. This you have to get at the core. Doesn't mean you can't make error. We make error, MARPA, MILAREPA, other stuff. Who knows what? But fundamentally, we are God's perfection. Om Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnamevava Shishate, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. This, for sure. One of my favorite erasers of karma is apology. If I mean it, if I don't mean it, I don't never apologize. But if I mean it, I apologize. I say, you know, I'm sorry. Or thank you, or got it. That was a good one. Ouch, but it was a good one. I'm not protected by anything. And yet I know that we just leave it. Anyone want to raise their hand? Oh boy, Tara, you just got a big like moment in an email recently, you know?
Yes, can I tell about thank it a you for bit? That.
Without giving it away? Can I tell about it without giving it away?
Yes. Yes.
It was interesting. Tara writes to me. She writes to me, and I love to get from Tara because she brings me prayers. Prayer for this person, prayer for that person, which I feel very honored. I don't know this person. And lo and behold, somebody across the world can be directing the light of love to you that you will never know, you will never see. I just think it is such a sweet nectar of the heart. And I love it when you ask. So Tara's going, and Tara and I've gone around this before, around and around, and Tara is, like the rest of you, brilliant. When are you going to let the light shine perfectly out of your loving heart and fear not? I am so sensitive. Don't touch me. So I love it. Tara came and she's just going on and on and on about the past, stirring the drama a long time ago. And I just wrote her and I said, why do you hang to the past? What is it? She writes back to me, got it. Thank you. And you did get it, didn't you? I could feel it in the letter. You got it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
I got the blessing.
Well, go ahead, please. Go ahead, Tara.
Yeah, what I got also from the satsang, I got the blessing. I immediately was set in my existence, in my love for, and it was a reminder. I was just wasting time. time that is given from God, and I have something else to do here. I'm so thankful.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are. And, you know, why to take it as criticism? I mean, from your guru, from your servant master, from the master who serves your life, why would you dare to think that it's criticism rather than direction, right? So you get that.
Yes.
And it's like, we're going to have it again. Tara's going to come this summer and she's going to go through the past and she's going to roll it around me. And we're going to say, poem. And she'll say, yep, poem. Now, the interesting thing about this, and I want to hear what you have to say, Tara, is I don't mind to be your memory, but it's going to be really important that you remember. Isn't it? It's going to be ultimately important that you remember that you need not go to the past to stir it up, because you can't do anything about the past. You can only change the energy of it now by letting it release, forgive, love, whatever it is, but not to stir it anymore. Go ahead, please, Tara.
And listening to you today, it was like I don't go to the place of hurt anymore. It was an irritation, and I was lost, and I got the feedback, and the place where I'm asking from is different, so it's changing, and that makes me. I would not say happy, but I see some progress. Yeah.
Why not happy?
I just wanted to say thank you.
Why not happy?
What? Again?
Why not happy? Why not? Yeah. Why not go into a very light mood that says, you know what? I've had enough of it, and I'm probably going to see it again. But right now, release. I got the reminder that this is absolutely moot and useless. God, let's go have some ice cream.
Yeah. Celebration.
Meet a friend and have a coffee. I'm going to go to a good movie. I'm going to sleep all day long. Thank goodness. And you know, you said something really important there, Tara. You said, I have asked for this. I have asked for this guidance from my heart, from my master, from life, from my friends, whatever can remind me that this is where I am, here and now. I plan for the future. I remember the past. But here I am. And this is where I'm at my best for the whole of the universe, for my family, for my friends, for myself, for my home, all of that.
Yes.
So it's really marvelous that the first thing that didn't happen was, oh my gosh, she doesn't see me. Oh, I made some kind of mistake. This letter, one day she'll see what I'm talking about. You know, I see you because you permit it, because you have made yourself transparent to me, and because you love me, and I love you. And people don't want to hear, you know, this is one of the things that I said in this transmission. I pray it's good. We're going to have a little intensive to make up for it. No, it slipped my mind what it was. It may come back. But I tell you, people don't want to hear what I have to say. They like it when it's very, very light. I do too. And when And it's very broad and very multispectral. I also love that. But when I dare to say it's up to you, it's not up to your husband, it's not up to your wife, it's not up to society, it's not up to the children, it's not even up to God, it's up to you. They don't want to hear that. And that is probably one of the most beautiful utterances that can come out of this heart or your heart to anyone. It's always up to you. And you have the wherewithal, you have the power, you have the intelligence, you have the wisdom, you have the love, you have the integrity, you have the nobility, you have all of it right within you. You always have and you always will. Nothing wrong with you. It's not an excuse. It's a way of seeing the Om Purnamadaha mantra. And when you see it in yourself, you must see it in everyone, because what is wrong with society is how we think behind the big monster of fear. Dear Lord, I'm scared to death right now. Take me into your heart. If this is my last breath, thank you. Everyone, for permitting me to love. It's been marvelous. No?
Yes. Thank you, Shantima.
I love you with all my heart. I'm so glad that, you know, a couple times, and people say, well, she's better than I am. It's an immediate, nonsensical BS statement of comparison, right? But I'm going to say it anyhow. I'm always very happy that you move into the grace.
Yeah.
Got it. Not, well, if I don't figure out the past, then, you know, come on, Shantimai, I need help. Maybe. No, you don't need. The past is finished. Make a difference now. The world is transforming. You have that extreme wisdom and skill to transform adversity into favorable conditions. You all do. I don't want to see what's wrong with me. I want to see what is magnificent in every soul, in every tree, in every star, in every river, in every mountain, whatever's beyond, whatever has been, whatever shall be. So beautiful, and also challenging, and also sometimes very hard. So what? As long as you're not willing to transform it, which is an energy that's going on the planet now. You either transform it into sensitivity, sensitized. I'm not going to say sensitivity. Sensitized emotionalism, or you transform it into the love that you are and live it and give it and be it. And it's not always pretty. I'm the love that I am right now, and I'm really irritated and on fire. So it doesn't look like what you think it looks like. It's that you just can't leave your heart. You just can't. You just can't. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This Sangha has given me so much challenge, projection, love, sensitized emotionalism, power, beauty, extraordinary, extraordinary spiritual insight from you. And you never know where it's going to come from. That's the beautiful thing. Sometimes it comes out of just a pile of crap. I want to say something else too, Tara. I've been thinking about this. I want to hold you here for a second. I've been considering this anointing because I was considering offering anointing this summer, not in the sense of the Christian sense or religious sense or secular sense, but in the sense what John the Baptist did with Jesus in the mystery. And it was the moment that for everybody, you say to yourself, and you never deny it again. I am the truth. I am the way. I am a divine being. And this I'm learning. And I take this oil. And within this oil, I seal this commitment. And if I shall do something really wild and crazy, okay, but this commitment is not going away. And I don't have to look like the perfection that I think perfection is. I already am. I am. The only thing it gets in the way is how I think it should be. What do you think about that, Tara, about this anointing in the summertime?
Anointing is the ritual.
Yeah, anointing is putting the oil.
Oil here,
oil on the hands and on the feet. You know, tell you this little... You like it?
Yes, I like it a lot. Yeah.
I do too. It's like you standing in the woods like this. I think I still have that photograph. Anyhow, so I tell you a little story, all of you, about when I was a caretaker in the park. Some people heard this story. It's a very short one, and it's a very interesting one. And I lived alone, and we are the park people, but I lived alone on a 90-acre park. And I had a big circular driveway to my house because they would bring big machines up, the long cutting and all these kinds of machines would be back at the workshop. And I was sleeping and I heard this crackling on the gravel or on the driveway. And strangely enough, I didn't get up and I didn't even move. It was really odd that I wouldn't look out the window, but I didn't. And somebody came in the darkness. This is an actual experience. Someone came in the darkness. It's not a dream. It's not a vision. And they sat at the end of my bed and they took the blanket off of my feet. And they started oiling my feet with sandalwood oil because I could smell it. And I didn't know who it was. I had my suspicions who it was. Even by the voice, I could identify who it was. But how they ended up there in my bed in the night, oiling my feet. And I said, "Why are you doing this?" And they said, "It's for the journey." And they left. And I was left there in my bed in a kind of extremely open-hearted awe of what had just happened, tears falling from my eyes, not really understanding and not caring to understand what just happened. Our life becomes mystical when we move in that direction. And love will be the light that will carry us, and not taking things personally until everything is impersonal will be the absolute opening of the heart. Maybe there's some other absolute to it, but right now. And the light becomes mystical, and little experiences, little tiny experiences become extraordinary. Like, I got it. What a blessing, what a grace that was that you gave to yourself. And it ripples out. Okay, Ella, namaste.
Namaste, Shantumai.
Namaste, Ella, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I just feel it's been a while since I've been in contact with you. And
okay. Yeah. I'm always in contact with you, so you can say that from over there. But from here, the light is always shining in you from the Satya lineage, and it never leaves you, ever. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I meant to writing to you and letting you know how things are. So I just want to say I'm still here. And I always find very relevant what you're saying in satsang. I often have the feeling it's relevant.
Of course, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is like advice. Relevant. You have called me to serve you. Go ahead. Thanks. I like what you say. There's nothing wrong with what you said. I'm just expanding upon it. Don't take it personal.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I said, okay, okay.
It is okay.
We agree?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, it just often feels like it has just been said just for me. It's so accurate what you say that I feel like you've been in my life watching it so closely to be able to say such things that it feels like you must have been here watching.
Of course. Of course. And you know, it's Ella, it's that story Maharaji told, you know, because when I would ride up from Delhi in the car, it's so different now. I would always see kingfishers on the wire. And I always felt it was Maharaji shape-shifting, watching over me. And mind you, George was a kingfisher who came to visit me every single day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for our meditation. And he came very close, and you could bang around and monkeys could come. And he was there every day for 2 months. So was it Maharaji watching over me? Was it, you know, was it my imagination? No, he was watching over me. And I asked Maharaji one time, I said, Maharaji, how does it work? He said, nobody knows how it works, Shantimai. And I said, thank you. Thank you, Maharaji. He gave me a real gift in that moment that I didn't have to know everything. I could just see it unfolding in front of me. And if I was approaching it in the light of love, it was working on its own. And we call it guru, or we call it disciple. I'm a forever disciple. We call it guru, or we call it disciple. We call it God. We call it blessing. We call it grace. It's all of those things. If you will only turn to the light of love, be patient. You'll see the transformation of events in your life. Mm-hmm. I love you, Ella. Will I see you this summer? Oh, the summer is filling up very fast, very fast. We have a lot of time that's already filled. So, mm-hmm. Wait is not a good idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were just talking about it actually with Jai because we're thinking of taking a car trip this summer. So we're looking into the dates.
Well, whether you come here or not, I am always with you. And how does that work? Nobody knows how it works. But its impetus is love. Never disconnected.
Thank you, Shantimai.
You're welcome. Thank you. Pio, namaste. Pio, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste.
I would like to witness exactly about this everlasting connection with you, with life. Because I feel as an honor to know that I am responsible for all what I receive from you, all your teaching. They came to me.
That's right.
So I really feel responsible. And yesterday in this Congress about beauty, it was very interesting all what it happened. I was representing Maria, so for me it was a strong responsibility to be there among all these doctors, and I was the only one who was not a doctor. And each one of us had half an hour, no? And I was waiting for this moment to share what I had to share about beauty. And when I started, after 5 minutes, again, there were technical problems, and they said that the technical problems were here, but they were not here. So there was like a stress for 10 minutes, and inside I was thinking, well, I can't do anything because I have no problem here with the technical issues, so what to do? And I asked them if we could delay, if we could transfer for the afternoon my contribution. They said yes, and during this break, I was really a little stressed with this. And for one moment, I thought, I will give up with this. I will not do anything because I don't know what to do. It doesn't depend on me. And during the break, they fixed this because they had really a problem with sharing music and singing. So when we started again, we started again because I thought to myself that I can't give up with this. I am responsible for this. And you came to me. You came to me in a very clear image. And this is always happening. You come to me as a permanent state of love, responsibility, what I'm doing in my life. And when we started again and I could share for the rest of 15 minutes that I had left, something very beautiful happened because it was a contest of people that come from the academy. So they are always speaking, reading what they have to say, and they started dancing. And they were very happy and touched. So what I have to share today is this gratitude for having you in my life. It's something very concrete. It's yes. Love in all his manifestations. So thank you, Shantimai. Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you too, Pio. Mm-hmm. I just sent it to Sahara. I sent this dance to Sahara. It's of the old, maybe 1930s, 40s. I remember Fred Astaire. And it is such a delightful, I'm going to send it to you. Mm-hmm. It's such a delightful little video for 4 minutes of people just in bliss in their dance. And it's not like your dance, but dance is dance regardless, isn't it? Huh? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to send it to you because thanks. I'm sure it'll make you smile. Thank you're you. Welcome. You're welcome. Namaste. Love you. Namaste. Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.
So were people happy to hear you then? I'm sure. Yeah, doctors just went to school. I've never been, you know what, Pio? I have something in my heart and soul that I never have seen people be what they educated themselves to be. Or, you know, I have been in the house of the president of the Ivory Coast. Nice man. Just go in to have tea with him. Not nervous at all. You know what he said to me? Thank you and thank your Sangha for chanting the Gayatri Mantra for our country. Will you please continue?
Wow.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. Huh? Yeah. And all kinds of people, but it's all God. That's the part I love. I see you later.
See you later. Thank you.
So, Juan, I'm going to catch you last. And then I'm going to go to Yashoda now because you're going to play some music for us anyhow. And we're going to come into that. And I would like to hear what you have to say. And no more hand raising, please. We're going to be done with the satsang in a moment with Juan. And is that okay for you, Juan? Well, I guess it has to be because you just went off my screen. There. Okay. Yes, you showed them.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, namaste. Good to see you both.
Good to see you. Thank you for everything. I wanted to, as you were sharing about this sensitivity and taking it personal, immediately.
Wait a minute. I'm going to hold on. Sensitization, because sensitivity is a very beautiful quality. But when you're being pushed to put wear your skin inside out, that's not sensitive anymore. It's hurtful. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I heard you saying don't take things so personal. And then it reminds me of the Hopi Elder. You know, they gave us this message. And they say, in this time, there's nothing to take personal anymore.
I mean, how long have you guys heard this message? I've been speaking it 30 years. Osho spoke it 20 years. They've been speaking it since the beginning of time. When are you guys going to take it to heart? When is it going to become so important to you that you're willing to erase all dualism? And you say, well, I don't really, you know, but what can happen? I understand what people have this trepidation, you know. Well, what can happen if I see it that way? Well, what will make the difference? What will my life change to? But that's the risk you take, and it's absolutely wonderful and challenging. And challenges are wonderful, and we don't want them every single second of every single day. But when they come up, there's a jewel in it, isn't it? Yeah. Sensitization. Let's change the language, because sensitive people are extraordinarily, extraordinarily kind, caring, generous. Not sensitized people. No. They live in fear. God bless them. Don't hurt my feeling. My feeling is right here, over here, way out there in front of me. Huh? Before you get in the door, don't say anything that's going to hurt me. I can't take it. That's what's being pushed societally on the people right now. Who to blame? We don't have to bother because we're in a completely different place. We don't have to blame anyone. We can pray for everyone. We can say, let every soul in the, on this earth, in this universe, whatever is, whatever life is, bless it with the light of love. Whoever it is, whatever they're doing, whether we like them or not, whether they're creating wars or polishing the steps to heaven. It's all God. Well, God wouldn't make a war. No, God, misunderstanding that he's a, that he thinks he's a human being, or she thinks she's a human being. Well, I'm only human. What? Where did you get that idea? Oh, it's my excuse for doing really silly things. I'm only human. Go ahead, Yashodhara. Yeah, I just have something to say today. I'm on fire.
Yeah, so for me, it's like to remind of this. You know, I've been working in the hospital as a nurse, and this, you have somebody on the phone and it flips out, or, you know, and has a bad mood. Or to just be remembered, not to take anything personal, because it has, that is not had to do with me. But also, in any way, not to take anything any more personal. Yeah, I don't, honestly, I feel there's no need for a crocodile skin. It's just to be remembered of this.
No, there's a need for a crocodile skin. Of course there is. And what you say is very important. And it's a process, because you're going to take a lot of things personally before you actually say no. And I'll tell you what, Sahara was so good for me in my life, because where I really get irritated with people is in the airport. And the desk person. And how, like, everything's so flat. And Sahara would say, you know, if somebody was rude to me or something, and I was just going, God, you know, Sahara would say, maybe they had a bad day. Yeah, good. Gone. Yeah, no, the crocodile, please don't take away what I'm saying to you. If you don't like it, don't enter it, but don't say there's no need for it. You damn well perfectly need for it. Absolutely need for it. It is an analogy of being a little tough on the outside and extremely tender on the inside. Rather than being extremely tender on the outside and hard on the inside, that's the reverse that you get. Mm-hmm. Please don't wipe it away. You don't have to enter it, but don't say that you don't need it. People need it very badly, and they have it. That's the beautiful part. They have that nobility. They have it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really happy to hear what you have to say, and understand that don't be disappointed when you do take things personally. Just push it away as soon as possible and realize that, like Sahara used to say, when I'd say, why can't they just be kind? He'd say, maybe they don't feel it today. And we would walk away and it was done. Maybe. Maybe it lasted 10 minutes. Maybe it lasted over a cup of coffee. But the heart is aware. And when you're in touch with the heart is aware and never will deceive you. So you know the guy who's making war, the guy who's manipulating the world, the person who is hateful, the heart knows them as God, as God's creation, perfect creation of Om Purnamadaha. Mm-hmm. And we misunderstand humans. People who think they're people and think they're humans misunderstand and worship money and status and good looks and big butts and big breasts and facelifts and clothing and cars and houses, and forget what is really important. And they can still have all those great things. Well, big butts and big. I heard something you showed the other day that I really liked. It was by Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's an astronomer, and he's extremely spiritually ignited. And he said, you know, if an alien comes to this planet, or a group of aliens, he said they would leave right away, because who has curly hair wants straight hair. Who has straight hair wants curly hair. Who wants dark skin wants light skin. Who wants light skin lays in the sun to get dark skin. Who is a little heavy wants to be thin. Who is too thin wants to be heavy. Who is this wants to be that, and who is that wants to be this. Who has a flat butt goes and gets cement put in the back of their body. And he said, you know, the aliens would think we hate ourselves. I agree. So that's why love is the transformative energy right now, to get rid of all of these ideas. Nothing wrong with having a facelift, nothing wrong with having a beautiful house, nothing wrong with having a beautiful car, beautiful clothing, status, money. Something wrong with forgetting the value within. Something wrong there. So see that commitment that you just, and you've made it before. It's all good. It's all good that you will see that this is a whole creation, huh? Interdependent and inseparable. Different, yes, inseparable. And sometimes you'll go to a counter or you'll see somebody and they'll just be a little nasty to you and you'll take it personally. But not for long. And not that it even mattered. Was there anything else you wanted to say? Because I've been the one speaking all along.
No, that's it. I want just to bring that in, because for me, it's very helpful. And also because it's
Thank you.
About this time.
Sensitized, not sensitive, sensitized. It's a difference. Sanitized means it's brought upon you. Not that it's natural to you. It's not natural to you. What's really natural to you is God is perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. Essentially, your heart is pure and your mind is absolutely like space. You go to silence, you'll see it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to Juan. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Yeah, Juan.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now that your mic is up.
Good. Yeah.
Laugh it off.
Yeah,
Laugh
yeah. It off. really.
Joyous.
I do. I do really,
I'm glad.
And it works. I have to say it works yeah. And it works quickly. Also, I wanted to mention about our last email or exchange that you named before.
Yeah.
It worked, the direction worked very well, very precise. I mean, your direction does, but my receptivity. I was very ripe.
Juan,
I was very ripe, and it just, like, it was so so good and the change that it does in right away and in the days afterwards is so good. And so that, again, I'm so blessed, amazed, and I feel so blessed about how this can work. And
you gave yourself the blessing, Juan.
Yeah.
Because you could, as I saw your hurt feelings a little earlier over the microphone, which was nothing, by the way. And don't say you weren't, because I could see it.
Yeah, it's true.
You can tell me you weren't. And if you weren't, I hear it, but it's not my experience. But you can change my experience by saying that's not true. But my view is that you got your little feelings hurt from that exchange. We don't need to go into it early on, which was nothing except for advice. So you are the strength of your family. And I know there are things that can come into your experience that are totally irritating and don't make sense at all and blamey and harsh. I like what Pio said. I'm responsible. And it's not a burden. What's really funny is it just cracks the rocks up. It just takes the weight off. It doesn't feel like it, because the word responsible feels like, oh, then it's up to me always. Yes. Whoa, gosh, that feels good. You're the guy in your family who is the spiritual light. And like a candle can be lit 1,000 times by one other little flame, you've got that going on. And not to take things so personally, like you're caught, you know, like I've been caught in being silly or stupid. You're not stupid or silly.
It is. Can I say?
Yeah.
It is so actual, exactly that, because that brings the focus back to actually, yeah, to our responsibility, which is a great luck. And bring right the focus. And also I see that crocodile skin also a direction, because it brings the focus back to the love that I am, that I love, that I want.
Absolutely. What forward. You're saying is so important.
Like, it's keep almost going. Like the hurt feeling is a distraction almost, and that the crocodile feel protects me from that, so I can be focused on what I want, yeah, and be reminded again and again and again, and that I can remind myself beside the direction that I get from you, that I can remind myself every day, and it can go quicker and quicker. So in the evening, I think about what the day, what happened. I see that there could be some adjustment sort of, and then sometimes it can maybe go so quick that I don't even let it in.
No, that's right. That's right. And what you say is so important, because, well, the crocodile skin is the light of love. It's the great protector. It gives a buttress from this world of nonsense and becoming more and more every day, which is going to do exactly what you said. It's going to turn the tide, and people will see, this is exactly what I needed to come home. So error, whatever we think that is, or wrong, whatever we think that is a great it's great because it, oh my gosh. I live from the inside out, not the outside in. And if I make some error, it's showing me fine, no problem. It's revealing to me that there is a more efficient way. That's what it's showing me. Thank you. That's exactly what you said. And yeah, I appreciate it. You take your wife into your arms and love her and love that baby inside and have some very special intimacy to welcome your baby into the world. Very special. Just be together. Listen to music. Just hold each other. Just be in love. You're going to have such a wonderful child being birthed forward. You give that child that energy.
Yes.
I know life is tough. I agree. I'm not blind. But that's our Milarepa buildings.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go dig the rocks out of the ground and put them together. And then we go to our guru. And our guru says, well, that's nice. Take it down and put all the rocks back. Build another one. We have our challenges. From 1040 until this moment, Milarepa's name is repeated. We never forget Milarepa. So being so sensitive is hardly digging a rock out of the ground. We have a very, very, not easy, but very smooth and lit way at this time. Smooth means I don't have to build four houses and have my master beat the living crap out of me and tell me to put it all back. And Milarepa did that. He did that absolutely in total surrender and faith and trust in his self and his master, and it worked. So sometimes ours is just an apology. We get that rock and put it back in the ground and let everyone know you love them. If you do. And I would say, do. Find it in your heart. Will you play some music yes. for us?
Yes, I am.
Because I want to go
a little bit to
and I would like to listen to you.
Lovely.
Great. Thank you.
And thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. I am blessed to be your reminder. I am blessed to serve you. I like to see that you serve yourself. And when you serve yourself really well in love, you serve the world at this time. You just do. It's not a silly construct. It's an actuality. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai. Satya Sangha Ki Jai. Thank you, Juan. I'd love to hear you play for us. There's no sound, Juan. No sound. Nope. Juan, there's no sound. There, now you're on. Now you're on. There. Okay. Play often, Juan, and let the music carry you away. Play often. I would say that it's really and truly your sadhana is to enter every tone and erase the weariness. Can we put, thank you, Juan, by the way. Thank you. Can we put Mahatma on the, right here on, do you see Mahatma? Natasha?
She's here. I'm just waiting for her to turn her video on, Shanti Mai.
So her video was on.
I know,
maybe
yeah.
She was leaving already because...
Oh,
no, it's on now. She's all spotlighted.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mahatma. Happy birthday to you. That's it. Namaste. Love you. Love you all. My goodness. Take care. Namaste.